Good afternoon, guys. I would like to thank you guys for tuning in to my podcast. This will be an NBA basketball discussion podcast, talking about the latest rumors, trades, amazing plays, and any controversy regarding the NBA. With that being said, my first topic of discussion, I would like to talk about the Warriors versus Cavs. In the last 2 minutes, it is reported that Durant fouled LeBron multiple times at the end of the Christmas game. So, what I would like to talk about is whether you guys thought if it was a foul, or was it a love tap, was it a good block, clean block from Kevin Durant? Well, based from where I was watching, there was multiple angles of the play, and when I saw the play live, I thought it was a clean block from Kevin Durant. But after watching the replay, especially the replay from the camera that's behind the backboard or on top of the backboard, I saw Durant reach his arm across LeBron's shoulder, and definitely there was a lot of contact there. It's mind-boggling to me to think that was not a foul, especially with the referees being courtside. One being on the right side, one being behind the basket. It's mind-boggling to me. But the NBA, well, the last 2 minute report came out, and they're actually discussing and saying that Durant got away with three fouls on LeBron at the end of the game. I frankly, I don't understand what's the point of this report coming out. The refs have been doing a terrible job refereeing the game. A lot of the NBA players are complaining about the refs. One being James Harden. Most recently, James Harden was complaining that the refs have just been doing a terrible job and he doesn't understand what game they're watching. I don't see the meaning or the point of this last 2 minute report. I guess the NBA just has to come out clean for any mistakes or missed calls that they're doing. But at the end of the day, you got to get the call right, especially when it's a pivotal rivalry game, Cavaliers versus Warriors, especially when it's a Christmas game and these players are playing their heart out. They want to prove a point, they want to make the right plays. You have to reward those who are making, an aggressive attack towards the basket. LeBron was being aggressive. He actually got to the hoop at will. And for Durant to come across his shoulders and actually foul him, and the referees not give him the courtesy of the call, especially him being King James, being the best player of the NBA, being the leading vote getter, well, not vote getter, but the leading candidate for MVP. So I just don't understand how the best player in the world doesn't get a pivotal call. Matching up against arguably the second best player in the NBA. And I gotta give credit to Kevin Durant. He's actually been playing amazing defense this year. He's actually blocking a lot of shots. I've been watching a lot of the Warriors games. He had that nasty block on Kevin Love on the Christmas game where Kevin Love got the rebound, tried to go back up with it, and Durant actually blocked Love and sent his Has sent the basketball across the court. Something has to be done if the best player in the world is not getting a foul call, especially when he's being aggressive towards the basket. I would understand if it was a jump shot. I would understand if it was, while dribbling, step back three, if he doesn't get a foul, but he's actually being aggressive, attacking the basket, and he's not getting the courtesy of the call. I definitely thought it was a foul. There was a lot of contact. Durant made contact with his shoulder and his arm went across LeBron's body. Then he got a piece of the ball, but that's the definition of a foul. Anyways, I want to hear your guys' opinions. Did you think it was a foul? Did you not think it was a foul? What was your point of view? I would appreciate it if you guys get back to me with your feedback, and I hope you enjoyed this discussion on whether LeBron was fouled or not. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to my NBA latest talk podcast. My name is Fabian, and I'll be your host this evening. My next topic of discussion is Michael Beasley. Yes, Cool Bees, Super Cool Bees, Be Easy from Kansas State. The man is arguably having one of his best years in the NBA with the Knicks. He's coming off the bench, averaging 19 points per game off the bench. In my eyes, he's a leading candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. Keep in mind, Lou Williams is actually doing a really good job this year as well, so I have to give him a shout out as well. So Lou Williams is another player that's coming off the bench providing buckets. But back to Michael Beasley, the Knicks fans actually chanted MVP for Michael Beasley against the Celtics in the latest Knicks win. Michael Beasley came off the bench hot, scored 32 points, and Porzingis was definitely struggling. That was the game where Porzingis came back, and he did not have it going at all. He was struggling. I think he was 0 for 11. Michael Beasley ended up playing tons of minutes, scoring 32 points off the bench. I believe he scored 18 or 19 points in the fourth quarter, so that's huge. As he likes to say, he's mellow on the left block, on the left side of the basket. Michael Beasley has had an up and down career, and I guess it's neat to see him do well finally for a team. He did average 20 points per game for the Timberwolves, and that was under Kurt Rambis. Kurt Rambis was his coach. And I would like to point out that Kurt Rambis is actually the assistant coach for the Knicks this year. So Jeff Hornacek is a hell of a coach. He knows who to play, when to play, and he actually gives his players a chance to go out there and make mistakes. So I want to give a huge shout out to Jeff Hornacek, great, great coach. But Kurt Rambis is the assistant coach for the Knicks. And keep in mind, he was the head coach for Michael Beasley when Beasley averaged 19 points per game for the Timberwolves back in, I believe, 2012, something like that. I think Michael Beasley has finally found a home. He's definitely improved his defense. He's doing a really good job on the defensive end as well. So not only is he coming out scoring buckets, but he's also coming out and playing really good defense. I think he did a really good job on Al Horford as well. Al Horford is one of the best big men in the NBA. Well, I wouldn't say best because there's a lot of good big men. DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis, Karl Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid. But I will say that Al Horford is definitely top 20 in the NBA. So Michael Beasley did a great job on him. So we've got to give credit where it's due. He's actually trying. He's improving. The man has a lot of confidence. When they asked him, "Since when have you had this hot hand?" Beasley replied with, "Since I was born in January 1989." You got to give it to the man. He has a lot of confidence in himself, and he comes up with some great quotes. But I want to give a huge shout out to Michael Beasley and the season he's having for the Knicks this year. And I would like to thank you guys for listening to my podcast. And my next topic of discussion will be Victor Oladipo, but I'll get into that later. Thank you, guys. Leave some comments. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you think he's having a great year. If he's one of your favorite players, he's definitely one of my favorite players. I love the braids. I love the swag that he brings, and I love that he used to play for my Heat team. Shout out to Michael Beasley and the Knicks. They're out there grinding, and they're actually in the run. They're over 500 right now, so they're eighth in the East right now. So they're definitely in the playoff race right now. So, thank you for tuning in, and I appreciate you guys favoriting my podcast. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Hey, guys. Thank you for tuning in my podcast. This is a overall summary of
tonight's basketball games. Just to start off, Rajon Rondo from the Pelicans had 25 assists. He's the first one to have 25 assists since Jason Kidd in 1996, which is insane. 25 assists in a game is insane. The only problem with that is that Rajon Rondo is washed up and the Pelicans are going to go nowhere. They have Boogie Cousins, they have Anthony Davis, and that team is full of scrubs. So there's not really much to talk about there. It's a nice performance for tonight. My hat goes off to Rajon Rondo for being an unselfish player. He only had 2 points, so that's another crazy fact of the night. How can somebody have 25 assists but only have 2 points? That shows that he's a one-dimensional player, and he's always just been a really, really elite passer. On another note, the Thunder won. They beat the Raptors. Westbrook got into it with Jonas Valanciunas. He actually fell on the floor with the ball. Valanciunas tried to take the ball away from him, but he wasn't having it. So there was a little scrimmage, and Westbrook's former teammate, Serge Ibaka, got in the middle of it with Steve Adams, which is crazy. But anyways, a lot of highlight plays. Steve Adams ended up dunking on Valanciunas off a pick and roll with Westbrook. Carmelo Anthony finally showed up and showed us a little glimpse that he still has his athleticism, catching an alley-oop from Westbrook. And Paul George had a hell of a game. Him and Westbrook combined, I think, for 60-something points. So that was great. On another note, Jimmy Butler went off for the Timberwolves and hit a really clutch mid-range jumper, I believe, on Jamal Murray from the Nuggets. And they won in overtime. So that's a little glimpse of what happened in tonight's basketball. Thank you for tuning in. I'll have some more stuff for you guys tomorrow. On a side piece before I end this podcast, did you guys know that LeBron James and Kevin Durant are averaging 27.16 points per game as their career averages? So Kevin Durant and LeBron are actually averaging the same amount of points throughout their careers, which is crazy because LeBron is not known as a scorer and Kevin Durant is known as a scorer. So yeah, that's just a little FYI for you guys. Anyways, thank you for tuning in and listening. Please send me some comments, subscribe, favorite my podcast, and spread the word. I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'll have some more stuff for you guys tomorrow. Bye.